Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Greetings one and all, and a warm welcome to this, our first August edition of Folk Scene here on MinervaRadio.uk, brought to you courtesy of Caldy Media. We're in the West Kirby Arts Centre today. It's lovely surroundings here. A folk bastion, you might say. We only managed one episode of Folk Scene during July. This was due to my usual travellings at this time of the year. Although we were able to dish up a great rock and roll programme for you, our sixth, which is currently available on the website, of course. And I've just this minute returned from a foray into Shropshire, Herefordshire and Powys, having met and heard many folkies on my travels. So let's get cracking. And first off, shall we play one for the Swifties? Yeah, we'll do that, but with a difference. It's Iona Fife and her latest single, a cover of Taylor's Love Story.
Summer air. See the lecht, see the pay, the balkans, see a mac, your wife, throw a crowd and cry hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my father cried, stay off it, Juliet, and I was greeting.
Stupid to the ground and pulled her to rest.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Iona Fife, good Scottish singer there, and her own Gaelic rendition of Taylor Swift's sort of kind of a bit country rock song, isn't it? Really, love story. She's back in the country next week, is Taylor, isn't she? Okay, now we must announce to you the return of that most excellent one-day alternative Northgate Folk Festival, which arrives and takes place on the 24th of this month, August. The Northgate Folk Festival takes place at the Alexander's venue in the middle of Chester, right in the middle of Chester, in Upper Northgate Street, actually, and begins around midday, running through until, well, God knows when, really. You know, the wee small hours, let's say. The bill is outstanding, and it includes Frankie Archer, Nick Hart, Mary Elizabeth Remington, and topping the bill, this lot. The fringy, most fringe collective on the fringe side of the folk scene, I would say. That's Sticking the Wheel.
Nice, I hope man, your horse will die. And we say so, and we hope so. They say, oh man, your horse will die. Oh, poor old horse. And if he does, we'll turn his eye.
And we say so, and we hope so.
But if he lives, we'll ride him more.
Oh, poor old horse.
For a month, a rotten life we've led.
And we say so, and we hope so.
While you lay in your feather bed.
Oh, poor old horse.
But now that month is up at last.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Get up, you swine, and look for work.
Oh, poor old horse.
Get up, you swine, and look to graft.
And we say so, and we hope so.
While we lay on and drag you off.
Oh, poor old horse.
And after work and sore abuse.
And we say so, and we hope so.
We'll sort you down for sailor's use.
Oh, poor old horse.
He's as dead as a now in the lamproom door.
And we say so, and we hope so.
And we hope we'll never see him more.
Oh, poor old horse.
We'll use the air of his tail to sew our sails.
And we say so, and we hope so.
And the iron of his shoe to make deck nails.
Oh, poor old horse.
We'll hoist him up to the main yard arm.
And we say so, and we hope so.
And drop him in the ocean. Long.
Oh, poor old horse.
I thought I heard the old man say.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Just one more pull and then belay.
Oh, poor old horse.
We'll sink him down with a long, long roll.
And we say so, and we hope so.
When a shark's his body and the devil's his soul. Oh, poor
great stuff. Great stuff. Poor old horse. Of course, we all know. Were you joining in on that one? We were really in the studio here. That's from Sticking the Wheel's excellent 2017 album a few years ago now, Follow Them True. And they're the really top of the bill, you might say. You can't have a top of the bill at an alternative folk festival in some respects, can you? But anyway, they're on Chester City Centre. At Alexander's in Upper Northgate Street as headliners. That's a better word, isn't it? A headliner at the Alternative Northgate Folk Festival on the 24th of August. And they top a great bill, which also includes dance displays, stalls, sessions, DJs, all for £20 in advance, actually. £22 on the door. So I'll see you there. We'll be there too. And if you haven't previously heard them, we'll play a little bit more Stick in the Wheel over the next hour, just as a taster for you. Meanwhile, let's have another new release, like as with the Iona Fife track that opened the show. This time from Leith-based Outfit Fidra, led by singer-songwriter Craig Salter. The debut album has finally arrived. It was released last week, and it's titled The Running Wave, from which I've selected this little belter.
Thank you. By the black and the golden sun, sleep well, take me back. And on the road, I'll take your hand in broken summer light. We'll take the low path from land. Iron on the sea, and the salt inside the lung, the coal smoke's fading out to the engine's working song. You tell me you can't see 4 miles to the town of glass and stone. You are all I know, and I never more. Passage to this home, come what may, no more to roam. As I mind and I recall, cities rise and cities fall. Daybreak brings a moment close to you, drifting from this foreign shore. The swell and the rolling sea wake the still and the quiet mind. The decades thaw and run, the sight returning to the blind. The dream that you never leave, and the hope to carry on. But everyone must end and give way to the breaking dawn.
That's Fidra. That's from their first album, Leith-based band Fidra and First Light, from their self-released recording entitled The Running Wave, which is out now. As I recall, there was a Fidra EP, I think it's called Broken Ground, back in 2022. I'd just come off the air on the BBC then and I never got an opportunity to play it. I shall have to dig it out, won't I? But this new release really carries on very nicely from where that EP left off, almost like completing a bit of unfinished business, if you see what I mean. More from them later too. It would be good to see them in England. I've said that a few times on air, haven't I? Come down here and let's hear some of this great Scottish music that's knocking around. We'll try and get them to come on at West Kirby or something, won't we? Another one now, Linda Moylan is releasing a new album next month, early September, and as a precursor to what will be her second for the Talking Elephant label, who aren't just reissuing stuff these days, they're actually producing records, she's released a single, Download. It's entitled Irish Love Song, and it sounds a bit like this.
Heading out on a Friday night, like we were running straight from hell, right into that old carnival. And you were leaning on the corner like you were Steve McQueen. You said, hey girl, are you on? And then you put your arms around me. You said you sure feel good to me. But I wish I remembered more than the one little thing you said. Well, I know you said a thousand things, man, but that one got in. And I wish I remembered more than you pulled me in to watch me stand in the doorway as you lay. When you touched my face with love, it was only for yourself. You wanted a kid to keep your darkness down. And when those towers shook to pieces and let Barney cried out, man, now you didn't even make a sound. You just drank your Stella slowly from your fading wooden throne. And I wish I remembered more than the one little thing you said. Well, I know you said a thousand things, man, but that one got in. And I wish I remembered all than the one little thing you did. You pulled me in to watch me stand in the doorway as you lit. I hardly think about you now, and when I do, I kinda smile. And all our places have been long put down. Did I ever even cross your mind? Did you ever think I'd do alright? To be honest, either. That lonely bell will toll. And I wish I remembered more than the one little thing you said. Well, I know you said
wish I'd remembered more as well. That's great. Linda Moylan, and Irish Love Song, which is a taster for her new album, which is out in a couple of weeks' time. Should gain considerable radio play. Ian, my producer, and I were just talking about how much that gets on the radio, that particular style of song, really, over in the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland and Scotland as well. Less so in England and Wales, which I think is a pity, really. It's a real pity. It's too mainstream here at the moment, I think. Linda Moylan's previous album, after my rant, I must say, Linda Moylan's previous album, highly acclaimed 2021 set, The Merchant, was her second, I think, and this is her third collection of songs. It's going to be entitled The Fool, and apparently draws on a London Irish heritage, growing up in and around pre-gentrified London. So that should be quite interesting to listen to lyrically, if nothing else. But it sounds good to me, so I look forward to hearing it and playing tracks for you as soon as it arrives at Minerva headquarters. Meanwhile, for something completely different now, let's listen to a most fascinating single download that we received from Astrid Williamson. It's part of Astrid's album Shetland Suite, which is to premiere next month. Let's hear it first, and we'll talk a little bit about Astrid afterwards. This track is just great. It's a great example of pre-Gaelic Shetlands. The idea of the song is based around King Orfeo.
Gotta lift the king in a die.
Scowling on the grass.
Gotta lift the lady in the wild.
And run wildly.
This king, he is a hunting geek.
Scowling on the grass.
He's left his lady at late. Oh, I wish to never give no
one,
but at thy aim is dull and way. But the king of fairies we is dead. Is pierced thy lady to the head. And after them the king has came. But when he came it was a great thing. Then after came a seven men, and to the king's right hand he ran. Now come the wind into our
house,
and come the wind among we
side.
No he's keen in it at their
heart.
And he's keen in among the
mind.
Then he took out his pipes to play, but sir his back with all the name. And first he played the not so known. Then he played the cock cabaret. It might the maid a seat at him. But tell us what do best with him. What shall we give thee for thy play? Axe on anything that in my heart. That's them alive. What I would pay, I will be there. And that's my lady I love. She is the dearest thing of mine. I wouldn't affirm me life or time to tuck thy lady and looking hay. and Obi King or Adaye. His name is Lady and his King Hay. And Obi's King or Adaye. They left the king in a day. They lived a lady at a while. The king in the sky, the lived a lady at all.
Oh, I love that. I really like that. That's cool, isn't it? And anything to do with King Orfeo, of course, always reminds me of the great Archie Fisher's version of that song, which is equally as haunting, really. And that's pre-Gaelic Shetland history. It was fantastic, that. Anyway, that's Astrid Williamson. Astrid is Brighton-based, but Shetland-born singer-songwriter. It's her 10th album. Really interesting fusion of folk, electronics and field recordings. And Astrid plays everything. And there's a mixture of songs sung in Shetland dialect and tunes learnt on the fiddle up there as well. It's really, really good selection. Interesting stuff. Astrid, I know her name from her work with Johnny Marr and Bernard Sumner, because she was in Electronica with them, amongst many, many other gigs she's played. And she's touring next month. So again, the shout is, come down to England. Well, I think Astrid is coming to Glossop, actually. So we'll find out a little bit more if we get onto our website, astridwilliamson.com, for more details. But good stuff, that. I really like it. Meanwhile, I'd like to thank Jeff East for introducing himself to me a few days ago, in actual fact. I was listening to a really good session in Newtown last week, and Jeff listens to the show, and on our recommendation, he purchased Craig Joyner's latest album, which is really good, isn't it? Really kind of calm, I think the album is known as. Great news all around, I would say. So let's have a bit of Craig Joyner for Jeff East. And we've played this before, but I'm not apologising for that. It's a cracker. Here's a traditional Mary and the Soldier from Craig Joyner.
Come all you lads of high renown, let me hear of a fair young maiden. And she roved out of a summer's day to view the soldiers parading. They march so bold and they look so gay, the colours flying and the bands did play. And it caused young Mary for to say, oh, add you me gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. And know what cruel your parents must be to banish me darling so far from me. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, me bold undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary, dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly, for when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall, the shot from an angry cannonball. And you, so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. A heart that's bolder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold undaunted soldier. But Don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe. And we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. And when he saw her loyalty and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, and hopes that God might stand a friend for Mary and a gallant soldier.
Lovely. That's a great track from a really, really good album by Craig Joyner. And it's nice to discover that our recommendations are going down well. That's our second request for any Craig Joyner track, but it was Mary and the Soldier, which we've played before. We'll have to let Craig know, won't we, Ian? We'll have to drop him a line. His new album is entitled A Kind of Calm, by the way. It's on Milano Music, and it can be found on his website, craigjoyner.com. I really recommend it. I think we said a couple of months ago now that it might even be in the running for one of the albums of the year, I think. Really, really nice piece of work. Okay, another selection from Stick in the Wheel now, who appear at Chester's Northgate Folk Festival on the 24th of this month, topping a great bill that includes Nick Hart, Frankie Archer, also Caitlin Gilligan, sister of Callum, and we play quite a lot of Callum's music here on Minerva Radio, so we'll have to give Caitlin a listen as well, won't we? Anyway, this next Stick in the Wheel selection is from their excellent 2019 mixtape selection, Against the Lonesome Beyond. So pin back your lug holes for Stick in the Wheel.
Down in yon forest, we'll sing my queen, my
Yeah. That's released on their own From Here record label in 2019, Stick in the Wheel, and the traditional Down in Yon Forest. But it's been produced as a kind of a mixtape, really. So you've got these interesting electronic things going on in the background too. And they're on in Chester very soon. I was thinking the other day, actually, we haven't played a folk rock classic for quite a while. So let's correct that now with a track I actually selected for the third Rock and Roll program way back now, it seems, which featured classic tracks from Jack Holtzman's Elektra record label. Do you remember that one? And I'm going to select Eclection. Eclection were formed in 1967 around Australian singer-guitarist Trevor Lucas, who later married Sandy Denny, of course. And he'd established himself on the UK folk scene over the previous two or three years after arriving here in 64. But in fact, Lucas's music did take something of a backseat because all the other members of the band were, well, eclectic, I suppose, really. Only one album resulted. But honestly, it's an absolute belter. It's not overrated. You know, sometimes these kind of, you know, albums from the 60s, man, you know, they can be rather greatly overrated. This isn't the Eclection album. So I've picked this track, which you also picked for Rock and Roll, Violet Dew. Thank you. wonderful piece of psychedelic folk rock. That's an eclection. Great voice of Kerrilee Male and Violet Dew from 1968. Difficult to find even CD copies these days. Use that as a small tribute as well to percussionist Jerry Conway, who we lost a little while ago. All right, second selection from Fidra's debut album, The Running Wave Now. This track was released last year, 2023, as a single, Water Ann, but it's been wisely, I say, included on the album. Take a listen to this.
Memories of you reaching horizons, frost thaws to the dew. These deep descents and presence of mind, the unhindered eye, well, those quiet seconds find. I'll show you the still Bark's telltales of rain fall that's lost to the swell. Still precious ground draws me back to your side. There's comfort in darkness when it's lonely to hide. Of the day, you touched a new heather and you called us to stay. May you never hear the dark water's song. May you never cry for the still before the dawn.
Fidra, lovely piece of fiddle playing at the end there, isn't it? That's from their debut album, The Running Wave, and Water Anne, which is a preceding single, but it flows together very, very nicely with the rest of the album and creates a very strong piece of work, I think. So have a look online for Fidra, you know, your usual places, for example, fidramusic.com or on Facebook, at Music Fidra, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you'll come across their work all over the social media. I'd recommend them. It'd be nice to see them coming down this way, I think. Speaking about talking to people and, you know, coming down down your way, so to speak, I was talking to another listener while on my travels of the past couple of weeks, that being Charlotte Ross, who's based in Bishop's Castle. What a great town Bishop's Castle. It's got, that pub at the top of the high street, hasn't it? And, it, you know, I remember that being a rock pub in the 70s, and it still does rock and folky stuff right now. Great town. As it turned out, we both shared an interest in the Dawn Landis project, that's Charlotte and I, surrounding that liberated women's songbook, an interesting work originally published in the very early 1970s and reimagined by Dawn Landis on an album released in April of this year. And we played a few tracks from it, didn't we? So in tribute to the women of Bishop's Castle, and thanks to Charlotte Ross as well, this is Dawn Landis and her version of the 1930s protest song, Cotton Mill Girls.
It's hard times, cotton mill girls, it's hard times, cotton mill girls, it's hard times, cotton mill girls, it's hard times everywhere. I worked in the cotton mill all my life, I ain't got nothing but a barlow knife. It's hard times, cotton mill girls, it's hard times everywhere. It's hard times.
That's a really nice version of 1930s protest song Cotton Mill Girls from Dawn Landis from the Liberated Women's Songbook. Really good. Short and sweet, but very to the point, I think. And it's part of that recent reimagining of the 1970s US text, the Liberated Women's Songbook. It's a songbook that came out without any musical accompaniment as such. There were chord symbols. I've got it in front of me here now. Yeah, just chord symbols and do your own thing on it, really. Typical 70s, that, isn't it, really? But she's done a really nice job on that. And thanks very much to Charlotte Ross down in Bishop's Castle. Dedicate that one to all the women of Bishop's Castle. Great place indeed. Speaking of folk and protest and stuff like that, many of you will already know that Sticking the Wheel are not backward in coming forward concerning traditions and political thought, really. Back in 2018, Ian Carter and Nicola Kearney of the band set about recording folk singers, whether seasoned professionals or club singers or anybody, really. All are equal, of course. Recording all of these people in situ, in kitchens, back rooms, barns, wherever, really. Just to illustrate how we are all rooted in all different kinds of ways. And showing us, too, that I think roots are not simply about a singular past, you know, but they flourish and they thrive in all sorts of multiple ways relevant to the present as well. And that's something I think we should remind ourselves of at all times, really, especially at the moment, perhaps. Okay, let me give an example of this. Here's one that they recorded in Nancy Kerr's kitchen, I think, with Nancy, you know, doing her usual stuff. But it's so raw and so real, you know, it's just great. This is Gan to the K by Nancy Kerr. So affecting as well, I think. That's Gan to the Kye with Peacock Follow the Hen, this musical by Nancy Kerr. Great. And that was from an album that came out. It was an Arts Council funded album that came out a while back, created by Stick in the Wheel as they presented what they describe as English folk field recordings. It's the second volume of a project, and it's really, really good, and it's really, really relevant at the moment, I think. Here's another one. This is from the great singer-songwriter Chris Wood. Take a note of the lyrics, if you can, in So Much to Defend.
Loves a cooking sauce. Her daughter lives upstairs. Wednesday night is choir practice. Sharon does the chairs. On Monday they'll mince up their Sunday roast, and they neither borrow nor lend. And the bloke out back flies a Union Jack. There's so much to defend. Maureen locks her garage door. She keeps her old car safe. She's got a little place for everything. Everything's in its place. Wednesday night is yoga night. How the ladies twist and bend. She's just learned to Skype her grandchildren. There's so much to defend. Yeah. Abigail orders tuna steak, ever so slightly charred. She's in the gym most evenings and she hits that treadmill hard. In the summer she'll go surfing with her boyfriend near Land's End. They got a beautiful vintage camper van. There's so much to defend. Bella's 0 hours contract means that she won't turn on a fire, but she pays full rent since her boyfriend went. There's a lot there to admire. She says she's learned a thing or two from her scary new best friend. She's got this little gecko that sheds and eats its own skin. There's so much to defend. Victoria saves her kitchen scraps for the chickens in her yard. She says the online Woody Guthrie shop won't recognize her card, but she keeps in trim with her fundraising. She'll be out there this weekend. A muddy young mum on a charity run. There's so much to defend. When Svetlana talks about her work, she's nothing but upfront. She's always carrying something sharp, always carrying something blunt. She says she never gives herself away, she just lets them have a lend. And pepper spray takes the taste away. There's so much to defend. Terry got laid off today, now he'll have to improvise. He says his season ticket's not for sale, he's Ebb's fleet till he dies. As girls who get to stay in their bunk beds they were hoping to extend. Now he'll have to dust his mobile disco off because there's so much to defend. And meanwhile Tom Ash, he's got 4 rods out with an hour of daylight left. His little girl laughs to see such fun, but his wife looks scared to death because, you see, they're trying to catch their evening meal from the swiftly flowing Thames. As the sun sets on Canary Wharf, there's so much to defend. So much to defend.
So Much to Defend from Chris Wood, as recorded by Sticking the Wheel on their Field Recordings. I think you can say there's food for thought there, and we'll see you very soon. All the best.